Yeah, let me hit the quote. Thank you. Okay, we're on to Dinam of Avdolah and Motzei Shabbos, Simin Tzadi Vav, Sif Vav. Mishamach l'spal arvus Motzei Shabbos. Let's say somebody's davening Motzei Shabbos late, Oishem Mamshech Sudasa Belayla, or his Shalosh Shuddos goes into the night. Mutar lo lomar afilu liyisrael shekvar aspalo v'hivdil betfila. He could tell even a yid who already davened and did havdalah sheyasa lemelacha, he should do melacha. Mutar lo, same way on Erev Shabbos, you make early Shabbos, you're allowed to ask a yid to do melacha. Mutar lo lihanes v'lecho mimelachtoi, and you're allowed to benefit and eat from his melacha. Afal pi she'achar kach mazker adayin shel Shabbos berachas hamazon, even though you're still going to say ritzei, so you're allowed to be benefiting from it. Zion, kishemayzik is a kais la'avdalah. When you pour the kais avdalah, you malu al kol kedoisav. It should go all the way up till the brim. Ad sheyishafech k'tzas mimenu, until a little bit gets spilled out. All right? You don't want to do too much because that's baltash. Zeh l'simen bracha. It's for simen bracha. You want to show that your cup overflows. But not till it's a kais b'yamin. You lift up the kais with your right hand. But that's like with any other bracha. And a lefty with his left hand. Vesab summon b'smal. And the psalm is in the left hand, ad achar shemabarach bar priya gofen, until after bar priya gofen, v'achar kach noitel es hakoyz b'smol, then you swap, you put the koyz in your left hand, v'psalm v'yamin, psalm into your right hand, v'barach bar minei v'samim. Notice the v'samim, not b'samim, right? Because when you connect it to the yud, even though the word is b'samim, but when you connect it to a yud before, then it goes, changes to v'samim, right? Then you make a bracha on the ner. Then you take the kais back into your right hand. And then you say amavdil. Well, but there are different versions, different opinions of exactly whether you do it this way or not. And after you finish yoshev, you're not supposed to drink when standing up. Right. So then, now that obviously the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is going with the shitas that hold that you're standing for avdalah. The litfish, because he's more on the chassidish way, the litfish sit for Avdallah, right? And the reason to stand for Avdallah is because you're basically escorting Shabbos out, so you want to stand up. But the other sheet is then you sit down, because that's what you do by brachas, right? And he should drink the whole kais himself, meaning you don't give it out. And you're supposed to make sure you drink enough that you can make a bracha achrayna. But first of all, you should make sure to drink first before you put out the candle. But the rest, you pour it out, and then you put out the ner. And he washes his eyes to chibah mitzvah. Meaning, some people do to, I don't know, with the exact connection between taking the wine and putting it by your eyes. Like we said before, the minig, it doesn't say that they're going to grow beards. The minig is that they don't drink from the kais avdalah. In the psalmim, you should put a little bit of pizim. Pizim, I'm not exactly sure what that is, but it's like a perfume, I think. So Allah mevarchin l'kulei alma, because of that you say barimine v'samim. Meaning, because you have all sorts of whole complicated thing, which type of bracha, say atzei psalmim, minei psalmim, etc. For Avdalah, minei psalmim covers everything. But like Safi brachas, you want to make sure you're doing it correctly. V'yesh likach gam hadas, and you should also take hadasim. Ha'o v'savad be mitzvah chadazim, meaning hadasim from Sukkot, since already had a mitzvah, l'savad be nami mitzvah achrita, so you should go do another mitzvah. Test, haner mitzvah shiyeh meshavah. The ner mitzvah should be made out of wax. Ezo neris kluas yachad, a bunch of neris tied together, shehu avuka, like it should be a torch, right? Because it's much stronger light. The main law, yivarach hashtei neris acheris, you should make a brach on two neris, yiskarvu yachad b'shalheve shetei avuka, that they should, and put them together, that they should be a torch. V'noyegen shalachah b'remei re'esh, nistaklan b'tzipor nayim, the meaning is you look at your fingers. Right, and why are you doing that? Your fingernails. So you're looking at your fingernails to compare them to your skin to see if the light's enough. And you should go look at your hands of the fingernails of your right hand. Gam noyegin listakel bekaf yamin yad yamin. You look at the palm of your right hand. And you're supposed to bend over your four fingers over the thumb like this. L'soich kaf hayad. You're supposed to look like this. Then you stretch them out. You go like this. So that's where the minute comes. You go like this, and then you go like this. Obviously, none of this is ma'akiv whatsoever. A blind person that can't make the bracha on the ner, and somebody who can't smell, some shouldn't make a bracha on psalm. There's an interesting thing here. The Chafetz Chaim did not make a bracha on psalmim because, so in Yeshiva's Chafetz Chaim, from what I understand, they don't make a bracha ad hayom hazeh because the Chafetz Chaim didn't do it. But from what I understand, the Chafetz Chaim didn't do it because he didn't have a sense of smell. Fine. If after he makes a bracha on the wine and he holds up some in his hand, right, he made a mistake. He thought he was making a bracha on fire, but and within 3 seconds, then the bracha works with psamim. And then he makes the bracha on the ner. But if he has kavana with his bracha on the ner, also lay ala ner, then it counts for the ner. Right? Because the ma'aseh, the ner is right in front of you. Right? And then you mean it doesn't, so it's not ma'akev if you do it out of order. Yud beis, mitzvah laharbis ktsas b'neris motzei Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to be marbe a little bit b'neris motzei Shabbos, v'loimer hazmiris, and to sing zmiris, alavis it's a Shabbos, to accompany Shabbos apa, to yosei derech kovod. With derech kavod, kederech shemelavin es hamelech b'tziyasim in a year. The same way you are melave the melech, and when he leaves the city, umaskirin Eliyahu Novi, and you mention Eliyahu Novi, mispalin sheyavi v'yabas alonu ha'geula, and we daven that he should come and bring the geula. L'fishein Eliyahu baba arve shabbosos, because Eliyahu doesn't come in arve Shabbos. Shalei levatul isisom isketzarchi Shabbos, not stop klai Yisrael from Shabbos. V'gam b'Shabbos ein mispalin sheyavi kiven she misapkalon. Because maybe tchum is above 10, and he can't come on Shabbos. But now that Shabbos passed, then now Mashiach is eligible to come, if that's the right word. We daven he should come, be vasalanu tov, and he should be masalanu tov. By the Yisum Emedrash, the Bechol Moitzei Shabbos, Eliyo Nichnas L'Gan Eden, Eliyo comes into Gan Eden, v'yoshev tachas Eitz Chaim, and he sits under the Eitz Chaim, v'koysev Zchusen Shal Yisrael, ha-Mesharim Es HaShabbos, and he writes down the Zchusen L'Klai Yisrael, who are Shem HaShabbos, v'lechein maskirin oisai oz, the Toiv, and then we mention him, the Toiv. Yud Gimel. Bishav Shalai Yikayim Sudas Malava Malka B'Pas V'Tav Shalcham. So at least for those of us that don't normally eat Malava Malka, at least we should do it now because we're learning about it. You should be Yotza Malava Malka with bread and hot food. I wish I did this. My mother does this. You masada the table nice, covered for the covered being Malava Shabbos. And with candles too, like we said. And let's say somebody can't eat bread. At least eat mezainus or peiros. Somebody already make avdala. You're right. You can make avdala again for chinuch. To be mighty them dechiyum. Mikosha came b'shvil gadol. And of course for gadol, like we know, the din arvas you can make avdala on to have somebody else. That's only when they can't make avdala themselves. But if somebody knows that he can make avdala, then yal d'masa, then he should. Meaning only do it for somebody who can't do it. You have to smell it. It shouldn't be brought levatala. Why? That's for a person to benefit from it. That has nothing to do with the person making the havdalah. Meaning, we don't make brachas shahakol to be mighty somebody, because let them do it. But birchas mitzvahs we could do arvus, and the psalm part is not birchas mitzvahs. Bishvil nashim lechud ein lahavdil, which we discussed it in yesterday's. Bishvil nashim lechud, you should not make avdala mishehivdil kvar, somebody already made avdala mishem deyesh arm and deputuris, because some say she is potter. Right, so therefore, because of the suffic brachas, you shouldn't do it for them, but they themselves should do it. Okay. Everybody should have a good Tvach and have a fine night.
Sure.